Greetings, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, ni hao, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, sawadee karup, guten tag, jiao, weevi, va, kat, bang, half a day, jai, janendra, salam, shalom, peace, now, go vegan, peace, how, go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget Pharmaceutical Vivisection Prison Kilitary Industrial Corpor Nation in the cheese-covered, post-constitutional, bankrupt, bribocratic, corruptocracy-mocracy, security state criminocracy of the United States of Listeria, home of Uncle Salmonella, where they sure eat a lot of dead animal body parts. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, broadcasting for the love of animals for over 10 years now. It's the radio show with all the solutions to all the problems discussed on all the other radio shows. What's the problem? War, violence, poverty, world hunger, disease, climate change, deforestation, energy crises, foreclosures, teenage pregnancy? The solution is for you to go vegan. And convince everyone you know to go vegan too. Yes, to go vegan, not to eat cage-free eggs or to waste time collecting signatures for support of cage-free eggs. I predict that you will regret the time you waste propping up Prop 1130 in Washington State, as in California. Some of the biggest signature gatherers for Prop 2 in California deeply regret it. The person who collected the most signatures in the state of California regrets it. They regret that this Agriculture Business Corporation, HSUS, or the Humanely About the Money Society of the United States, and its millionaire CEO, convinced them that animal rights activists should instead become egg salesmen. Anyway, I don't really want to get nauseous thinking about HSUS today. We can explore why you should reconsider and perhaps not support Prop 1130 and HSUS in the weeks ahead. I mean, I now have invited Wayne Pacelli of HSUS or Paul Shapiro to debate the professor of animal rights law, Dr. Gary Francione, on any upcoming program in the next few weeks. I invite that debate. I don't want you to be fooled by the bogus campaign that claims to, and I quote here, stop animal cruelty. It doesn't. Tell every male baby chick who is ground alive or suffocated to death immediately how Prop 1130 stops animal cruelty. Tell every female bird born who has her face cut off in painful debeaking, who is crowded into what amounts to a cage of 50,000 or 100,000 birds, and who herself is murdered. Huh? How does this stop animal cruelty? Huh? And you want to partner with HSUS, who advocates slaughter, who endorses the sale of veal, and whatever other bloody victims are on Wolfgang Puck's menu? You want to partner with a corporation that itself partners with the worst vivisectors in the world, Procter & Gamble and Iams Dog Food, an organization that partners with Michael Vick, an organization that doesn't support no-kill shelters, that tells you to buy dogs from breeders, that profits from the sale of dog food that has animal ingredients in it? I'm just telling you, serious animal rights activists have seen through HSUS. Nathan Winograd, the foremost proponent of no-kill shelters, is demanding the immediate resignation of Wayne Pacelli. And as I say, so many regret having worked for Prop 2 in California. HSUS actually told signature gatherers in California not to mention anything about going vegan when collecting signatures. That was 700,000 missed opportunities to tell people how to really stop animal cruelty, how to save the lives of their children, how to save the planet. I mean, do we really have time to waste on another Prop 2 in the name of Prop 1130 in Washington? And if it passes, we celebrate with champagne? Yeah, maybe if we get drunk, we'll forget that 100% of the animals for whom we are supposed to stop animal cruelty, 100% 100% of those animals will be tortured. 100% will be murdered. No one gets out alive. And in California, we gave HSUS and its, is it Lamborghini or Ferrari driving CEO millionaire? Anyway, we'll find out sometime in 2015, what happens to the chickens. They're supposed to move from 8.5 inches of space to 12 inches by 12 inches. So go play with some paper and a ruler and see what you're fighting. You know, HSUS says it does not promote veganism. You want to partner with a group that doesn't promote veganism? You can hear that statement in the words of its own CEO. Don't take my word for it. Go to goveganradio.org, click Listen to Past Shows, and go to September 5th, 2009. Please, before you waste time working with the animal killers, promote Happy Meat, please listen to that show. Please, before you collect any signatures, visit humanemyth.org. Humanemyth.org. You owe it to the animals. You owe it to yourself. You know, we also went through this in Ohio. HSUS and its Ohioans for Humane Farms actually serving dead animals at its fundraisers, huh? Making an agreement with the animal killers in this case, supposedly banning veal crates, but surprise, surprise, the news comes out this week. The Ohio Livestock Care Standards Board voted to change its mind and not agree with an agreement with so-called humane groups to end veal confinement crates. Veal crates, leave that to Wolfgang Puck. You know, HSUS supports him, huh? So all that money in Ohio, all that time wasted, and surprise, surprise, once again we see you can pass all the laws you want, make all the agreements you want with the animal torturers and murderers, some of whom, by the way, are listed as endorsers of Prop 1130. Go to the website, huh? You know, drink as much champagne as you want, celebrating those victories. Animal exploitation industries never comply, always violate, always overturn. Oh, and too bad about all that meat wasted from the menu at the benefit for Ohioans for Humane Farms. Yes, there was an invitation sent out for an event, Ohioans for Humane Farms, with the signature of HSUS CEO Pacelli, a benefit for the animals, who wound up on the plates of the benefit. And what's up with a picture of a cow on the invitation with the caption, "Respect your food"? True animal activists don't look at a picture of a cow and see her as food, just as true animal activists don't support the animal agriculture industry, whether it's in the form of McDonald's or HSUS, which sucks $120 million annually from the pockets of people who really do care about animals, diverting that money away from people and groups who would really do something for animals. You know, the deception starts with the name, huh? People think HSUS, the Humane Society of the United States, runs shelters for puppies and kittens. Couldn't be further from the truth. Not one shelter. Instead, it said, oh, Michael Vick's dogs can't be rehabilitated, they should be killed, while it took millions of dollars from people thinking that HSUS was caring for Vick's dogs. HSUS did take a lot of money from the Philadelphia Eagles, though, to say Michael Vick is now rehabilitated. So, there you have it. As I said, Nathan Winograd calling for the immediate resignation of Wayne Pacelli. So I ask that you please think about it. You know, I mean, would your time be better used promoting veganism? If you have the urge to pay for another tank of gas for Pacelli's, Lamborghini or Ferrari? Anyway, please remember that your donation to Go Vegan Radio helps buy airtime so people can really hear how they can stop animal cruelty and save their children and save the planet. You know, I mean, I'm sorry. All of this talk about HSUS really just makes me nauseous. I really didn't plan on talking about that today, but, you know, people have been pressuring me to support this Prop 1130, and you know, I was a little more quiet about it in California, but you know, now seeing all the regrets here, I don't know. I'm sorry. I just didn't want to get nauseated about that. I wanted the show to be, you know, a bit of a celebration. After all, China has banned the use of animals in circuses. Cause for celebration. West Hollywood, California has elected a city council member who is going to get legislation passed that will ban the sale of fur in that city. Causes for celebration, you know. So, and I have to go get myself nauseated here, I think, because, you know, I'm talking about HSUS. Although I've had a bit of a queasy feeling all week, probably because I, unfortunately, against my better judgment, watched another segment of Bizarre Foods on the Terror Vision set this week with that, that guy who's so disgusting. Andrew Zimmern. You are what you eat. And Andrew Zimmern is just so disgusting. I noticed upon returning to San Francisco this week after spending time in L.A. and Southern California at the Natural Products Expo and working on the Fur Free West Hollywood campaign and then having my trial in Orange County for my arrest at a circus protest last year. By the way, the cops didn't show up. So, case dismissed against me. And now time to sue Anaheim and Beverly Hills for constitutional violations. I'll keep you apprised of those issues coming up in the future. Anyhow, upon returning to San Francisco, I thought, well, the city is all decked out in green for St. Paddy's Day. Well, it turns out Andrew Zimmern from Bizarre Foods had just visited San Francisco, and the green all over the city is actually everyone's nauseated response to seeing this guy and what he eats. He was in town to eat insects and to dine in Noe Valley, I think at the so-called restaurant Encanto, 1550 Church Street, where Chef Chris Cosentino prepares such delicacies as, well, you could get full head-to-tail meals. Also, well, perhaps you're in the mood for cod sperm and tuna heart, or lamb's necks, tongue, venison kidneys, exploded livers from force-fed ducks and geese known as foie gras, pig blood, pappardelle, chocolate blood, penna cotta. I am getting nauseous again, sorry. Indeed, Zimmern and Chef Chris spent a lot of time on camera blending that yummy red ingredient, pig's blood. Oh, I think that people watch that Andrew Zimmern and his show the way they watched NASCAR, you know, waiting for the crash. I think people watch Zimmern waiting for his heart to explode through his nostrils, his stomach to explode through his brains, and then he'll eat all his organs on camera for his TV show. You know, I think the whole city of San Francisco actually needs to take a shower after a visit from Zimmern. Well, all this talk about nausea, I'm sorry to say, you're going to get nauseous later in this program when you hear the story of environmental activist Tim DeChristopher, my guest later in the hour. He's facing a 10-year prison sentence as Barack the Bummer, our corporate president, is about to take another corporate political prisoner. Tim DeChristopher coming up on today's program. I'm sorry. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. It's a vegan show. It should be a feel-good show. So, to help you feel good, we'll talk to Michael Clapper, MD, renowned health professional, on the health benefits of going vegan. Dr. Clapper, upcoming on today's show, and he'll also be speaking for the Great American Meatout next Sunday, which is March 20th, lunchtime at the Unitarian Universalist Center on Franklin at Geary in San Francisco. Lunch at noon, lectures at 1:30. I will be speaking there too, and I promise not to nauseate the crowd intentionally by talking about HSUS or Andrew Zimmern. Oh, what I could do with the $120 million HSUS gets in a year. This organization that, through the very words of its own CEO, says it does not promote veganism, and it forbade the use of the word vegan when collecting signatures. Oh, what I could do with that money. With the $120 million, the whole world could go vegan. So instead of perhaps adding to that $120 million this year and wasting your money on HSUS again, perhaps you'd like to make a donation to Go Vegan Radio and really do something for animals. I am not for slaughter. I don't support Wolfgang Puck. I'm not for the sale of veal. Anyway, you can make a donation by writing your check to Go Vegan Radio. Mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. And for archives and podcasts and to make a tax-deductible donation, please visit goveganradio.org.
Still eating meat? How 20th century?
VeganEssentials.com, your award-winning online vegan superstore with over 1,200 different all-vegan products in stock. From food to footwear, personal care to household items, it's all there at veganessentials.com. Enter GVR for Go Vegan Radio in the coupon box for your 10% discount on all orders over $50. Limited time only. VeganEssentials.com. Call 866-88-VEGAN. Vegan owned and operated. VeganEssentials.com. Enter GVR in the coupon box for 10% off now. What you want is at VeganEssentials.com.
You really can change the world. And PETA President Ingrid Newkirk can show you how in her informative book, The PETA Practical Guide to Animal Rights. From taking action against animal abusers to becoming a more informed and caring consumer, this book will show you hundreds of simple ways to prevent thoughtless cruelty in your day-to-day life. It's a must-read for anyone who has ever dreamed of making a positive impact on our world. Get yours today at PETAcatalog.com. Are you mad about Mutts? Let the world know with a Mutts Rule or an Adopt, Don't Buy fitted t-shirt from Lavish Lint. Designed exclusively for PETA, these soft, handmade, limited edition tees are all about helping you wear your heart on your sleeve and look great doing it. And for those chilly days at the dog park, stay warm with PETA's comfy zip-up hoodie. Log on to PETAcatalog.com today to get your paws on these cool items and tons more animal-friendly merchandise.
You can enjoy meat-free nuggets that taste even better than meat nuggets. Try the delicious vegan entrees from EcoVegan. Visit EcoVegan.com to find out where you can buy them all and current news about EcoVegan. EcoVegan entrees are GMO-free and full of flavor, natural ingredients fully cooked and seasoned. Just heat, serve, and enjoy. No cholesterol, delicious entrees from EcoVegan. Sunshine patties, spicy bits, Oriental's Joy, Ocean's Delight, EcoVegan, EcoVegan.com, EcoVegan.com.
MEATSTICKS.
It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, now broadcasting for over 10 years. How do we do it? We have to pay for airtime every week. And somehow have managed for over a decade. We can only do it with your support, so please make a tax-deductible donation. You can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio. Mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. And for archives and podcasts and to donate online, you can go to goveganradio.org, where you will find shows with our next guest, who is back with us this week, Michael Clapper, M.D., who graduated from the University of Illinois College of Medicine in Chicago in 1972, and his medical internship was at Vancouver General Hospital in British Columbia. He also received training in surgery, anesthesiology, orthopedics, and obstetrics at the University of California Hospitals in San Francisco. And Dr. Clapper has served as the director of the Nonprofit Institute of Nutrition Education and Research and as a member of the Nutrition Task Force of the American Medical Student Association. He's been an advisor to NASA, and he has contributed to two PBS specials, Food for Thought and the award-winning Diet for a New America. Dr. Clapper has hosted the popular radio show on the Washington, D.C. Pacifica outlet Sounds of Healing, And Dr. Clapper will be speaking next Sunday at lunchtime on the occasion of the Great American Meetout at the Universalist Center, Franklin and Geary in San Francisco. That will be after I do my talk, which hopefully I won't clear the room. So please stay there no matter what for Dr. Clapper. He'll be coming on and letting us know the importance of getting meat out of our diet. And how are you today, Dr. Clapper?
I'm just fine, Bob. It's good to be back with you and your listeners. Thank you very much.
Great. It's great to have you here. Tell us about the nutritional training of most medical doctors. Is that a big part of your education? Or?
How about being able to fit inside of a flea's navel, actually? It's appallingly minute. In fact, I was disheartened. When I went to medical school, we got four lectures in nutrition, and they were specialized. One was nutrition for people in kidney failure, nutrition for burn patients, and nutrition for very obscure congenital disease, and one for nutrition for Tsutsugamuchi fever, something I can't even remember. But there were four lectures. And the thought that, you know, the majority of diseases that I was going to be seeing in practice were nutritionally based diseases never entered the curriculum planner's mind. And we were just thrown out on our own, thinking it was just a minor, boring subject. Well, it's turned out to be, you know, the medical issue of our day, given the tsunami of heart disease and obesity and diabetes and high blood pressure that we all deal with, which are basically from what our patients are eating. But a little disheartening, a couple of years ago I went back, I spoke at Harvard, I gave a talk, and the medical student who showed me around, I said, by the way, what nutrition training do you get? This is 2006 or so, I think. And says, oh, we only get four lectures, nutrition for burn patients, nutrition for kidney failure patients, nutrition for, about pretty much the same four lectures.
So everything is the same, nothing has changed.
Everything pretty much the same. It's just appalling resistance to
recognize. You had to wake up on your own. So how did that happen?
Indeed. A couple of things happened, but I was doing my residency in anesthesiology, and day after day I was in the operating room doing anesthesia for heart patients and blood vessel disease patients, and day after day I would see surgeons open up their arteries and pull out these deposits of yellow, greasy guck called atherosclerosis, which were the plaques that were clogging the arteries leading to heart attacks and strokes. And I was looking at it, and I said, one day, you know, I thought, that looks like chicken fat. And it dawned on me, and a little voice whispered in my ear, there's a good reason it looks like chicken fat, doctor. It is chicken fat and cow fat and pig fat and all the other fat of every slow animal this person is eating, is going by this table when he had a fork in his hand, winds up in our arteries. And it's more complex than just eating the fat. There's an inflammatory aspect that actually makes the plaques deposit, etc. But there's no question, the American Western style meat-based diet with all this animal fat and refined sugars and oxidizing agents like cigarette smoke and chlorine, the drinking water, all these things contribute to injuring our arteries and making this plaque develop. And my dad died of clogged arteries, and I knew I didn't want to lay on that table with that striker saw going up my breastbone. I saw these people when they woke up. They were very uncomfortable. And so I stopped eating meat, and it was also time in my own personal evolution. I realized that I was paying for the factory farming horror and the death of all these animals, and I just wanted to eliminate the violence to my life in the greatest extent possible. So all those things kind of converged. It made me adopt a vegan diet and lifestyle. And wonderful things happened. My 20-pound spare tire of fat around my waist melted away. My cholesterol dropped from 240 down to 160. My blood pressure had been high at 160 over 90, and it dropped down to 110-70. And I felt great walking around in a leaner, lighter body. And I realized that that most of my patients that were laying on that table were there because of their dietary choices. And so I left anesthesia, went back to general practice, and adopted a nutritionally based style of medical practice that I pursue today. And it's much more fulfilling than putting people to sleep doing anesthesia all day. It's much more fun to help them wake up. And so that's what I've been doing. And there's some signs of progress, though we sure have a long way to go, as you know.
Mm-hmm. And you see results, though, with a nutritional-based treatment.
Oh, it's remarkable. If there was a pill that did what a plant-based diet did, which is, of course, what everyone wishes and looks for, we'd all be rich. I mean, the major diseases that, you know, I've watched this appalling healthcare debate, and they're talking about the hundreds of billions of dollars. But they're not talking about health care. They're talking about disease care. Who's going to manage the diseases? Nobody's talking about the root of diseases. And these are, by and large, dietary diseases. And when people adopt a low-fat, whole foods, plant-based diet, not chips and cokes, but lots of soups and salads and steamed greens and fruits and bean burritos and all sorts of wonderful plant-based foods. Oh, it's remarkable. The clogged artery plaques start disappearing, and people's arteries open up. Their angina goes away. Their weight comes down. High blood pressure comes down. Diabetes, a disease I was told never goes away. Well, one's on insulin, always on insulin, I was told. I was thrilled the first day I got my patients off insulin because they got lean and healthy. Their pancreas was working quite adequately, and they didn't have diabetes anymore. They don't need to be on insulin. And the same thing with high blood pressure pills. And they will take these pills the rest of their lives, we're told. But I get people off blood pressure pills all the time. Their blood pressure normalizes. They don't need to be on these medications. Their blood pressure's high because they're eating a huge amount of salt and their arteries are clogged up. Well, you get the processed salty foods out of their diet. And get their plaque melting away, get their arteries nice and elastic like they used to be, and blood pressures come down. And some of these inflammatory diseases, rheumatoid arthritis and colitis and Crohn's disease, there's a huge dietary component, and you get these people on a whole foods plant-based diet and see these terrible inflammatory diseases get better, lupus and a lot of these autoimmune diseases. It's just absolutely remarkable. It's the most fun medicine I could have imagined practicing.
And you are practicing medicine now, actually. You can, in the San Francisco Bay Area, in the Bay Area. Where are you?
I'm up in Santa Rosa, about 50 minutes north over the Golden Gate Bridge in Santa Rosa, True North Health Clinic. People would like to do phone consultations or come up and see us. They can call 707-586-5555. That's True North Health Center. Or you can go online to True North Health Center. Their website is www.healthpromoting.com. Health promoting is all one word, small letters, no spaces, healthpromoting.com. And you can take a little video tour of the clinic and see what we do here. We have both inpatient, where people can stay with us for a few days or weeks, and outpatient. And help people get healthier and get past these illnesses and off your medications.
And again, you can see Dr. Clapper next Sunday. It's March 20th for a Great American Meetout. It's taking place at the Universalist Center, which is on Franklin and Geary. Lunchtime is noon, and the lectures start at 1:30. I'm speaking, and you're speaking, and seems like your prescription is get the meat out of your diet. And what you're talking about, the vegan diet, is cholesterol-free, right? There's none of that bad cholesterol. And what's so harmful about cholesterol anyway is...
Well, we make all we need. Your liver knows how to make cholesterol. Cholesterol itself is not an evil molecule. The body makes important things. It makes hormones out of it. We make our nerve sheath are wrapped with it. It's an important molecule. But the issue is that we make all we need. You don't need to eat anybody else's cholesterol. And when we overload the body's ability to get rid of this stuff by eating cow's cholesterol and pig's cholesterol and chicken cholesterol, it builds up and starts depositing out in our arteries. And they say you're as old as your arteries, and one of the best way to age them is eat a bunch of other creatures' cholesterols. And the best way to open them up is to adopt a plant-based diet. Bob, before we run out of time here, I just want to say that, yes, I'm a medical doctor, and I'm really focused on helping people get healthier with a plant-based diet, but I'd be remiss on this meet-out day if we didn't talk about my biggest patient of all, which is planet Earth. I'm very, very distressed about what's happening on the planet here, and how much of the destruction we're looking at, the destruction of the forest, the devastation of the water supply, the soils, the climate change, so much of this is driven by a human's voracious appetite for animal flesh. It turns out that large-scale animal agriculture is the driving force behind the majority of this environmental destruction, and nobody's talking about it. The UN did come out with a report a few years ago called Livestock's Long Shadow, where they talked about it, but nobody's really getting serious about it's fine to drive electric cars.
Nobody except
and all
Bob
that.
Linden and go vegan with Bob Linden?
Here, here. We'll sing it loud and long, brother. We really need to get the word out. And so people listening to this who are considering eliminating meat from their diet one day a week, like the meat out folks are suggesting, or permanently, even better, do it for your health, absolutely. Do it for the animals. I don't want to pay for their suffering and destruction. But for your children and this planet and what we're going to leave them to live on, please, we need to markedly reduce our meat production consumption to let this planet heal. So that should be an overarching consideration for everybody.
And people can go to the archive from last week's show. We actually talk about a new UN report saying we can cut the pace of climate change in half by going vegan, and it's the short-lived gases like methane that are really to blame. We're out of time, Dr. Clapper. You're at True North. The phone number again is
area code 707-586-5555.
Okay, we'll see you next week at the Universalist Center for Meet Out. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Bob.
Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A special treat, no meat in San Jose. It's Vegetarian House Organic Vegan Restaurant, 520 East Santa Clara Street, downtown San Jose. Vegetarian House, a world-class dining experience since 1994, featuring fine cuisine from around the world. Vietnam, China, Thailand, India, Europe, the Middle East, and the Americas. Made from local organic GMO-free ingredients. Sauces, bean curd, and noodles made in-house. Powered by rooftop solar panels, Vegetarian House, concerned with the environment, compassion for animals, and your health, offers to-go packaging that's biodegradable and compostable. See the extensive menu at vegetarianhouse.us, including appetizers, soups, salad, sandwiches, dazzling desserts, organic fruit and vegetable juices. Vegetarian House, 520 East Santa Clara Street, San Jose. Catering available. Open for weekday lunch specials from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Dinner 5 to 9, Saturday and Sunday 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Call 408-292-3798, vegetarianhouse.us. Looking for a realtor with the ethics of a vegan and nearly three decades experience in Bay Area real estate? Meet Judith Brooks, REMAX Pioneer.
Thanks, Bob. I've been a vegan for almost as long as I've been a real estate broker. I got my license in 1983, and I've been a vegan for about 20 years, which is the best decision I ever made for myself and my family. It has done wonders improving my health. And now I'm proud to say I have three healthy vegan grandchildren.
Judith, in your profession as a realtor, you actually practice what you teach.
There are some great opportunities for people, and my motto is selling dreams, not just houses. So I love to work with people, but these are challenging economic times for others who are vulnerable to disreputable people with scams and schemes. I just want everyone to know I'm here to help.
Call Judith Brooks, REMAX Pioneer, 888-258-6854. That's 888-258-6854.
Notice how the sun gives everything.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Animal liberation, meaty infiltration for over a decade now. Listener supported. You can help us pay for broadcast airtime. You can donate online at goveganradio.org. Make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio. Mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. Well, Tim Christopher is a recent graduate of the University of Utah with a degree in economics, and he's also an environmental activist. And just days ago, he was convicted by a federal jury in Salt Lake City of two felonies and now faces 10 years in prison. Holy cow, 10 years in prison. He must have started an illegal war in Iraq, or maybe destroyed the U.S. Constitution, or brought our country to the brink of economic collapse. Let's find out. Tim DeChristopher, welcome to Go Vegan with Bob Linden. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. I don't know how great you are after your conviction and facing jail time. For what? What is it that you actually did? Why were you convicted?
Well, I stood in the way of a government Bureau of Land Management oil and gas auction in Utah at the tail end of the Bush administration when they were trying to auction off lands right outside of Arches and Canyonlands National Park for oil and gas drilling. So I was convicted of one count of violating the Oil and Gas Leasing Act and one count of making false statements.
Making false statements? I thought that was a requirement of government. If you're convicted of making false statements, why aren't Bush and Cheney in jail now? I don't understand that. But
yeah, I was actually surprised to learn that that was a felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison. I feel like most of our corporations should probably be in prison for 5 years.
There's not enough room in prison for all the corporations and all the people in con Greece, you know, who make false statements all the time. But how did you make these false statements? So it was violating the Federal Onshore Oil and Gas Leasing Reform Act, and
right.
So you were upset about that act because it would open 22,000 acres of pristine land to drilling for oil and gas.
Well, that was the amount of land that I actually won with my bidding. I think the total was around 150,000 acres that were being auctioned off that day.
I see. So you were protesting the auction that was happening, and then you found yourself inside the building?
Right. I went there with kind of a vague intention to do whatever I could to stand in the way of this auction and hopefully bring enough attention that the government could reconsider and decide whether or not they were actually following their own laws. But I didn't know what that might be until I walked in, and the first official that I saw asked me if I was there to be a bidder. And I said yes, and found that all it took was a driver's license to get inside with a bid card.
Well, now you would be bidding and perhaps spending hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars. There was no requirement, you know, no credit check or nothing that showed you were a credible bidder?
No, it was actually easier than signing up on eBay.
So you were handed paddle 70? Was that what it was? Or?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then the bidding started, and what happened?
Well, I was a little late getting there. I had a final exam that morning at the University of Utah. And so I got in there after the auction had started. And so I walked in and saw the opportunity to have a major impact with the bid card that I'd been handed. And then I started out somewhat tentatively just bidding to raise the price but not actually win anything. And so I was doing that for a while. Before I started, most of the parcels were going for $10 to $12 an acre, some as little as $2 an acre, and I was able to drive them up to $200, $250 an acre, and the oil companies that I was bidding against still thought they were a good deal. Then I finally started winning some parcels and basically just won every single parcel until they finally stopped the auction and took me into custody.
I'm sorry for laughing, but, I mean, and you could do this. I mean, I probably would have started giggling doing it there. I mean, you could do this all with a straight face and be successful with the bids, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I was pretty focused on what was going on, so I wasn't laughing at the time.
Yeah, I couldn't have done it then. I would have been a poor undercover bidder. And then you were arrested that day, or what happened?
Well, I was taken into custody that day, and, you know, they were asking me what my intentions were and that sort of thing. And I explained to them very clearly why I was there and what I was doing and why I felt it was necessary. And after a few hours of questioning, they released me, saying that they would be pressing charges the following Monday. And it wasn't until almost 4 months later that they then finally indicted me on the two felony counts and arrested me then at the arraignment.
And so it seems like it's harsh sentencing for making a false statement or violating a federal onshore oil and gas leasing reform act, which itself has been questioned or overturned. What's happened with that act after your bidding?
Well, the act still stands, although the auction itself was overturned and most of the parcels were rescinded. Because the government came out and admitted that they weren't actually following the rules of the act. They weren't following their own standards as far as what they need to do to hold one of these auctions. And that happened in February, 2 months after the auction. And so it did end up having that impact that I was looking for of bringing enough attention to this that the new administration, when they came into office, was under significant pressure to overturn this auction.
So actually then they kind of were making false statements all along, weren't they, in carrying out this auction process and wasting everyone's money? They're it seems almost more guilty than you are of anything.
Well, and you know, that was the point that we had hoped to make in the trial, but weren't allowed to talk about. You know, our position was that I was charged with trying to defeat the Oil and Gas Act or to disrupt the auction. But our position was that there wasn't a legal auction going on, as the government has already admitted, and that actually rather than trying to defeat the act, I was trying to enforce the act. But that's not something we were allowed to talk about in front of the jury. The judge actually said straight up that the illegality of the auction was not something that was relevant to the charges they were pressed against me. And so we weren't allowed to tell the jury that the government did end up overturning the auction and admitting that they weren't following their own laws in the first place.
That is absurd. That's absurd that you would then continue to be prosecuted. It makes no sense. And didn't you actually raise money to cover the lands for which you had put in bids?
Right. It got enough attention right away that we were able to raise the money within a couple weeks to offer the BLM the initial payment on those lands, and they refused to accept that payment on the grounds that I wasn't what they called a bona fide bidder, and that I'd already made my intentions clear. But that, again, is something that we weren't allowed to tell the jury. So the jury never knew that we had offered that money to the BLM, and they refused to take it.
This seems like such insanity to me. It's almost like you would have been just as good with a defense of, well, you were scratching your head, and you know, how dare the auctioneer take scratching your head to be putting in a bid? You know, it's like that's all you did, basically raise your hand, and now you're facing 10 years in prison. What can be done? What can the public do? How can we help?
Well, I haven't really discussed much with my legal team whether or not there will be appeals. That's something that we're raising some money for now with the site bidder70.org. That's BIDDER. That's my bid card number. So we are raising funds there for the Legal Defense Fund. And what I've expressed to my lawyers is that if we have a good chance of winning with appeals, especially if it's something that would set a precedent, making it easier for other political dissidents to state their case before a jury, that I'd certainly like to pursue that opportunity. Not if it's just going to be something that wastes time. I'd rather just get it over with. So that's, you know, the one possibility, but it's actually a faint chance, because the evolution of our legal system has been in the direction of minimizing the role of the jury. And it's actually fairly standard procedure for things to play out as they did in my trial, where the jury is not allowed to hear a lot of the relevant facts, and they're told that it's not their right to judge whether or not this is right or wrong, and that they can't use their conscience in making their decisions. So there's actually precedent to support that.
That's horrendous, and I've seen it happen in a number of animal rights cases also, just what you're saying. So, you know, to the people in Egypt who want a democracy, I don't know if we're such a good example with what's going on here. Now, Tim DeChristopher, you've been supported with it's been a joint letter of support signed by Robert Redford, Naomi Klein, Dr. James Hansen, Bill McKibben, Terry T. Williams. We all support you, and we're very concerned. I'm concerned. It seems absurd that you would be facing 10 years in prison. What do you think of that prospect, though? I mean, it's a great injustice considering who's not in jail and that you might be in jail for raising your hand and bidding and trying to save pristine land.
Well, that kind of consequence is actually something that I've been preparing myself for a while. You know, seeing the direction that we were headed, and seeing that all the available options to us of working within the system, the ways that we're told are supposed to achieve change of, you know, writing letters and things like that, that none of those were really going to be effective because those rules were written by the folks who profited from the status quo. And if we're actually going to achieve the massive change we need for a healthy and just world, that we would have to work outside that system and against that system. You know, that we are, the goals of this movement, of the environmental movement, the climate movement, whatever, the goals are to take power away from the corporations that are currently in power. And so we should expect that they're going to fight back and use the existing system as much as they can. You know, that system, the justice system, is a tool of those in power. And so obviously they're going to use it against those who threaten their power and not those who support and defend their power.
Now, the thing is, you were prosecuted. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know, that I think the tools to hold accountable those who are in power and you know, committing these atrocities, those aren't the legal system. That's the rest of us. You know, it's our job to hold them accountable, not the legal systems.
And you were prosecuted under the Obama regime, right? I mean, this is
correct.
Bush is gone, and this is the Obama people doing this.
Correct. And, you know, the way that I found out I was going to be indicted, because it had been months where we didn't know what was going to happen, my lawyer got a call from a press reporter who said, tomorrow Tim's going to be indicted. This is what the charges are going to be. From an oil industry lobbyist. So before I knew, or my legal team knew, or anyone in the media knew, the oil industry knew what was going on in this indictment. You know, so we know that that those corporate interests played a hand in this, played a hand in our justice system, just as they do in the rest of our political system.
Right. Well, the corporate interests wrote the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act also. We have maybe 15 seconds left. Again, a way for people to contact you and show support?
Bitter70.org, or the organization that I helped found a couple years ago, peacefuluprising.org. They're the ones that really mobilized the response out in the courthouse.
Thank you so much, Tim DeChristopher. You are an environmental hero. Thanks for being here.
This is Go Vegan, Bob Linden.
Life as a vegan is so sweet, especially when you're enjoying Jacques' many selections of vegan organic fair trade chocolates. Look for Jacques in your natural foods market or visit Jacques' website, which you'll never find unless I spell it for you. That's S-J-A-A-K-S. S-J-A-A-K-S.com. Family owned, Jacques' chocolate bars, gift boxes, and holiday treats. Nuts, fruits, mints, caramel. No animal ingredients, no bone char sugar. Visit Jacques' website, sjaaks.com. Jacques. As beautiful as ballet is, there is cruelty at its very soul. The sad secret? Most ballet slippers are made with animal skins, leather, and suede. It doesn't have to be that way. You or your children can dance cruelty-free with Cynthia King Vegan Ballet Slippers. Super soft canvas, non-slip, full sole or split sole, stretched drawstring. Cynthia King Vegan Ballet Slippers. Order online, just $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Visit CynthiaKingDance.com. Academy Award winner Natalie Portman ordered them. Emily Deschanel ordered them for her TV show Bones. Now you can too. Call 718-437-0101. 718-437-0101. Hear the Cynthia King interview at goveganradio.org. Click Listen to Past Shows, March 6th, 2011. CynthiaKingDance.com. You'll love Loving Hut, the fastest growing chain of vegan restaurants ever, now with over 200 worldwide, the first one in North America in Milpitas at 516 Barber Lane. Stanford students and faculty have one at 165 University Avenue in Palo Alto. Visit lovinghut.us for the location near you, including three in San Francisco, Oak Ridge Mall in San Jose, and Elk Grove. You'll love Loving Hut. Visit lovinghut.us. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the first mass vegan animal liberation program ever, as heard on Air America, XM, Nova M, and now on Clear Channel Progressive Talk radio stations, including KPOJ, AM 620 Portland, Sundays 9 a.m., and Green 960 San Francisco, Sundays 3 p.m. We pay for the airtime, so your tax-deductible donation to Go Vegan Radio also supports Progressive Talk Radio. You make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. For archives and podcasts and to donate online, go to goveganradio.org. And if you missed any of our interview today with Tim DeChristopher, it is there. You know, for over 10 years now, Go Vegan with Bob Linden has broadcast in opposition to the corporate diet of death. We're so against corporations, yet we continue to swallow the diet they dictate. Death to the animals and death to you. Well, you heard Michael Moore's chant in Madison. We have had it. We have had it. Okay, not the most powerful chant, but, you know, union workers are getting used to being on the streets. We have a little more experience as animal rights activists with the megaphone, and, you know, we have had it. Our next corporate political prisoner-to-be, Tim DeChristopher, has his sentencing on Thursday, June 23rd in Salt Lake City at the federal courthouse. If you can possibly be there to show your support, please be there. And also, write Obama. Tell him no more corporate political prisoners. Advertise your vegan and cruelty-free products and business. Email me. It's bob@goveganradio.com. And thanks to our sponsors for helping us pay for broadcast airtime. You see them all listed on the website, on the homepage at goveganradio.org. You can also save 10% now on all purchases over $50 at veganessentials.com when you put GVR for Go Vegan Radio in the coupon box. Special thanks to Vegetarian House Restaurant in San Jose and Loving Hut Vegan Restaurants. Please be my friend on Facebook. It's Bob Linden. On Twitter, Go Vegan Radio. Thanks to Dennis Stovall for audio production. And I thank you for not eating animals, not wearing animals, not buying products tested on animals. Go vegan. Greetings, Bob Linden here with the Go Vegan Friday feature on Green 960. Don't miss Go Vegan with Bob Linden this Sunday, 3 p.m. Daylight Savings Time. Spring ahead. This weekend, my guests include environmental activist Tim DeChristopher. DeChristopher, who should be lauded as a hero, is facing 10 years in prison. For what? For protesting an outrageous illegal Bush-era land grab known as the Federal Onshore Oil and Gas Leasing Reform Act. DeChristopher's crime? He bid on land parcels. So, for just raising your hand in this country, you can get 10 years in prison. Maybe Tim was only scratching his head. You'll be scratching your head this Sunday at 3 p.m. Tim, prosecuted by the regime of Barack the Bummer, Bush and Cheney start illegal wars, destroy the Constitution, ruin the country, no prosecution. Tim DeChristopher raises his hand, could get 10 years. Go Vegan with Bob Linden, Sunday, 3 p.m., Daylight Savings Time, spring ahead. And with spring ahead, we're reminded of the first day of spring being the Great American Meat Out, when you're encouraged to get meat out of your life. It's a healthy prescription, and we'll hear it straight from the doctor's mouth, Dr. Michael Clapper, that is, the renowned medical professional, consultant to NASA, whom you saw on the Diet for a New America special. He's my guest this Sunday at 3. You'll also see him in person speaking next week. Weekend, the 20th, Sunday, at the Meat Out Lunch. Also speaking, warming up the crowd for Dr. Clapper, the host of Go Vegan with Bob Linden, whoever that is. Hope to see you there at the Meat Out Lunch, as I said, next Sunday, March 20th, the Unitarian Center, 1187 Franklin at Geary. Lunch at noon, lectures and program at 1:30, sponsored by the San Francisco Vegetarian Society and Unitarian Universalists for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Broadcast of Go Vegan with Bob Linden is made possible in the Bay Area by Vegetarian House, world-class vegan, organic, GMO-free, no-cholesterol dining in downtown San Jose at 520 East Santa Clara Street, vegetarianhouse.us, and by Loving Hut Vegan Restaurants, now over 200 worldwide, the first one in North America in Milpitas at 516 Barber Lane. Also, Stanford students have one at 165 University Avenue, Palo Alto. For the Loving Hut near you, visit lovinghut.us. You'll love the delicious new heat and serve vegan, non-GMO, cholesterol-free entrees from EcoVegan. Look for them in your natural market or visit ecovegan.com. If you're looking for a realtor with the ethics of a vegan and 3 decades Bay Area real estate experience, call Judith Brooks, REMAX Pioneer, 888-258-6854. And you can get a 10% discount on purchases of over $50 at veganessentials.com when you put GVR, as in Go Vegan Radio, in the coupon box. Be my friend on Facebook. It's Bob Linden. On Twitter, Go Vegan Radio. And for archives and podcasts and to donate, goveganradio.org.